You are tuned in to 97.9 The Box. Your girl JJ holding down for you. And I have the lovely and scrumptious Trey Songz on the line. How are you, man?
What's up, babe? How you doing?
I'm doing great. Trey, I got to tell you this before we get into the interview. The Trey's Angels here in H-Town are representing for you. Do you hear me?
They're going hard.
These girls, they tweet me. They call me up. JJ, listen, if you don't play this Trey Songz, we meeting you after work. They are serious about their Trey.
That's what I'm talking about.
That is some love right there. Matter of fact, talking about the Trey's Angels, I didn't even realize, like, they don't just sit around drooling over you all day. Like, they actually do stuff, like, out in the community and stuff, right?
Yeah, that's definitely a part of what being an angel is about. You know, Angels with Heart is actually a separate organization that actually spawned from the fan club. You know, I actually reached out to them when I was on tour. They were giving me, like, so many gifts at these meet and greets. And, like, they actually took up all the space in my bus. So
wow.
I told my fans on a little video clip, I was like, why don't y'all take that energy and that time and that money and devote it back into neighborhoods and let's help the people out all over the world. You know, in whatever city you are, I want a video clip of you doing a good deed. And the videos I got back were phenomenal.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. Well, I know that you've been working on a new project. In November, you came out with the Inevitable EP, which was kind of like to hold us over until you actually came out with your album. Tell me about Chapter 5. When is it coming out?
It's coming out the end of the summer, probably the beginning of the fall. I'm just taking my time with it, baby. I got some good people on it. I got shout out to Big Sean, shout out to J. Cole, T.I., as well as a couple others. And it's just going to be a great album, man. Heart Attack is indicative of what's to come, you know, if that's the first single. And if Inevitable was, you know, just to hold y'all over, and Anticipation was just to hold y'all over to know that is some good music waiting.
All right. Well, I cannot wait. Now, we've been seeing you on a couple of different magazines. I know in the June issue of Sister to Sister, you're in that magazine. Got a nice little 6-page spread that's in that magazine. I love Sister to Sister, so I can't wait to check that out. And then, I ain't going to lie, Trey, I ain't seen you since Spring Fest, back when you were like Trey with the cornrows.
Right.
But I saw this GQ spread, and I was like, oh, Trey don't grown up on me. Wait a minute.
That's what's up. I'm happy you feel that way.
Really nice articles, too. Trey, I got the top 5 questions for Trey Songz. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I think I'm ready.
All right, question number 1. Lakers or Oklahoma?
Oklahoma.
That's all right. I'll still be a fan. All right, question number 2. Fried chicken or sushi?
Fried chicken.
Question number 3. Patron or Don Julio?
Patron.
Trown. Okay. Question number 4. Rick Ross or 50 Cent?
Rick Ross.
All right. And your last question. Question number 5. Common or Drake?
What? Drake. You know, Drake, my homeboy. How you think I'm going to answer that?
Drizzy. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Trey Songz on the line with us. Be sure to cop his album, Chapter 5, when it comes out. Hopefully very soon, because I'm looking forward to checking out your new project, man. I miss you, man.
That's what's up. I appreciate being missed.
All right, Trey. You have a good day, baby.
Thank you so much. You do the same.